Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now is Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law, talking about the U.S.-Canadian border. Rosanna, you know, we've heard these just about every month it happens, right? You know, for the next 20-plus days, the border will be closed between the U.S. and Canada. What we heard out of Canada yesterday, though, was a little bit different. So not any sort of official, declaration to the point, but the Prime Minister saying that we shouldn't expect the border to be open until the coronavirus picture around the globe, he said, significantly improves. So what did you make of that?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me. And it's interesting, Justin Trudeau makes these statements every couple months about not wanting to reopen Canada, particularly to the U.S., and yesterday he extended it to the rest of the world. And, you know, I think you've got to look at it objectively. So are the coronavirus cases increased in the United States? Absolutely. But they're also increased in Canada. And let's not forget that there's a loophole that allows Canadians to fly into the United States, which many of them do. My clients are flying a lot from Toronto, especially right now, into Florida. So there's this loophole that allows traffic to go back and forth. So we have to keep in mind there is a health crisis, but there's also politics in play here. And the vast majority of Canadians that I speak to each and every day don't want the border reopened. And I think Prime Minister Trudeau echoes that.
Yeah, that was seen yesterday. It is kind of a vague distinction, right? Until it's more under control, it leaves that up to interpretation as to what under control can be.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, there's been a lot of talk the last couple of weeks. There's actually been a joint task force, a border reopening task force that's been put together in the last couple of weeks with two previous politicians from Canada and two previous politicians from the U.S. And they've been charged with talking to stakeholders on both sides of the border to see what they really want to happen. And they're supposed to make a report to the Biden administration by March of 2021. So let's just project that the border's not going to reopen before then. And it'll be interesting to see what they come up with because, you know, while the vast majority of Canadians don't want the border to reopen, they're afraid, they're concerned, but there's all these alternatives like, you know, rapid testing at the border or producing reports or results that you are COVID negative when you're crossing. I mean, there's a few ways around this, and obviously it's a huge border, and 400,000 people a day cross. So I'm not making light of this at all. But at some point, I mean, we can't keep that border closed forever. The economic impact is just, you can't even put your head around it, thinking about areas like Niagara Falls, Canada, that is so heavily reliant on American tourists. I mean, their season was decimated in 2020, and I can't imagine many of those operations would continue to exist if that were to happen this summer in 2021.
There is still that question, if the border opens, does Canada keep its quarantine rule in place, right?
Yeah, and Canada has one of the most rigid quarantine rules, and that's what's really tough. So I'm a dual citizen. I have a U.S. passport and a Canadian passport, and I won't go into Canada to visit my family because I can't comply with the quarantine rules, which are, you know, very significant, and failure to comply and you can be penalized up to $750,000. So Canada takes their quarantine rules very, very seriously, and that's really a complicated component of all of this. I mean, if you're going to do rapid testing at the borders, if you're going to require people to show that they're COVID negative, do you still have the quarantine rules? It doesn't seem like that would make sense. And we saw the shift here in New York State with Governor Cuomo when we used to have the 14-day quarantine rule for travelers from other states. And then the state pivoted and said, okay, we're going to get rid of that if you can do COVID testing before and after, which that made it a lot more palatable for people traveling, you know, throughout the United States. So maybe we would see a pivot like that on the Canadian side.
It's going to be interesting to watch, as always. And thanks for keeping us, up to date on the situation. Rosanna Berardi of Berardi Immigration Law joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.